Salty Dog comes straight out of Dave's jazz days. It's actually funny because the song became kind of a country bluegrass standard, but it was originally done by Papa Charlie Jackson, a New Orleans singer who was really the first male star of the blues revival. And Jackson recorded it first with banjo, but he also recorded it with Freddie Keppard's band. And this version here is taken straight out of the Keppard version, complete with Sam Charters yelling, "Sing it, Papa Davy!" Someone in Keppard's band had yelled, "Sing it, Papa Charlie." The jug band here, it's funny, it's the Orange Blossom Jug Five, who existed only for the purposes of making this one record called Skiffle in Stereo that was the bane of Dave's existence, because the recording was one of the first stereo recordings. And they didn't have microphones that were directional. So in order to get separation, they put the five members of the band in different rooms of this New York apartment. And nobody could hear more than two of the other people. So most of the record is a complete mess. I really enjoy this track, though. And it's interesting because it's full of these people who were the jazz historians and scholars. The trumpet player is Samuel Charters, who is one of the great jazz and blues historians. His wife, Anne, at that point Anne Danberg, but soon Anne Charters, is on Washboard, and she wrote one of the first books on ragtime, and also a biography of Burt Williams, and she's, of course, the historian of Jack Kerouac and the Beat Generation. And then the kazoo player is Lenny Kunstadt, who ran a magazine called, I believe, Record Changer, and ran the record label with Victoria Spivey, who was one of the grand old classic blues singers, who at that point was in New York and who Dave occasionally played with bands that she would sit in with. So this is really Dave at his roots.